Back in Europe, when the date of the EU referendum was announced, the World Tonight posed a question. How would the referendum be affected by being held in the middle of the Euro 2016 football championship? Well, tonight there was joy for English and Welsh fans as both England and Wales go through to the knockout stages. England drew with Slovakia 0-0 and an ecstatic Wales thrashed Russia 3-0. Northern Ireland fans, of course, are at the championship too, and without wishing to rub it in, not Scotland this time. So how do the fans who travel to France to watch the football feel about Europe and the EU while in the midst of what is the biggest event held on a continent-wide basis? Our reporter Paul Moss spent the day in Saint-Étienne, where the England-Slovakia match was being held, asking fans about their feelings with just 3 days to go until the referendum.
There was actually a wedding going on at one point in the main square of Saint-Étienne today, but I don't think anyone noticed. An estimated 30,000 English football fans had descended on this town in southeast France, and the drinking and partying started early. Some of the songs were jingoistic. This old favourite was about German bombers and the English RAF which shot them down. And at last week's match in Marseille, some supporters chanted, "F off Europe, we're voting out." But a number of fans in the square today told me that following European football had made them feel more connected to the continent and even more positive about the European Union.
I would actually vote to stay in. I quite like the freedom of being able to venture over to Europe. It's quite easy. Went to Marseille, Lens, and now I'm here in Saint-Étienne. Been to Croatia, Spain. It's quite nice seeing different countries, I think, and getting around, and obviously football's the excuse to do it.
I've got Joe here from Burnley. Joe, how are you feeling about being here?
It's been a really good experience. I've never known anything like it, to be honest. We were in the streets of Paris and there was about 10 different nationalities all singing each other's songs and all getting along really well. We were singing with the Polish, we were singing with the French. I actually think it makes you feel a bit better about the European Union. You're all put together and you're all getting along together.
Despite all the patriotic chanting, the central square in Saint-Étienne could be seen as embodying the very ideals of European cooperation. This is a French town after all, but everywhere I look there's the cross of St. George, draped over fences, over trees, over makeshift flagpoles. But none of the local French people seem to mind that their own flag has been eclipsed for one day at least. And the square also, of course, has plenty of Slovakian flags. I've seen some of the England fans posing for photographs with the Slovakian national emblems and having cautious conversations with their rival fans. But at the same time, plenty of people here don't buy the idea that there's any kind of connection between the Fellowship of European Football and the European Union.
We're still friends with people outside of the European Union and we'll remain friends with those inside even if we leave, so we can look after ourselves. We don't have to have them looking after us, and it'd be more of an adventure.
Brexit would be an adventure.
Yeah, and I think we will do all right if we leave.
Are you enjoying being here in France?
Yes, very much. The beer, the sun, Europe's all right.
So where do you stand on the EU referendum?
Pull out.
You're a puller outer.
Yeah, we cannot limit how many people come to England. We're swamped with people now.
Some of the people I've spoken to here today say that being in Europe, seeing all the teams together, the supporters together, makes them feel a bit more positive about the EU.
Oh yeah, that's nice. But football doesn't change anything for me.
And yet, Britain's engagement with the European Union has at times echoed the country's engagement with European football. After the Second World War, as European football competitions got going in earnest, few British clubs showed much interest. And just as the European Economic Community got going without British participation, Britain's national football teams failed even to qualify for the final stages in any early European competitions. Ian Herbert is in Saint-Étienne as chief sports writer for the Independent newspaper and told me that just as Britain eventually joined the nascent European Union, British clubs eventually began to treat European football with more enthusiasm.
Liverpool were a very successful team in the 70s, and Manchester United indeed, and at that time, the Liverpool managers in particular were very suspicious of Europe. They would fly in as late as possible and play the game and fly out as soon as possible. They were basically very suspicious of the tea that was drunk or the food that was served up. Everyone was convinced that it might be drugged. But I think what's happened over the shift of time is that there have been so many adventures in Europe four British clubs. That what began as a very obscure, strange, remote place has become something which is part of people's lives.
We'll just have to try and get you a ticket for the final. Forget that, Father.
European football is certainly part of life for the Harris family. They've been driving round France watching Euro 2016, and they previously covered plenty of continental kilometres to see England play other matches. But the experience of this year's contest has pushed Simon Harris and his wife Anna Marie in different directions when it comes to thinking about Britain and its membership of the European Union.
When we watched Russia play down in Marseille, when Russians were attacking indiscriminately, and the support that the Russian politicians gave immediately after, basically they said, well done, lads, have a crack at the English or the French or anybody else out there. That was one thing that made me feel that Europe really needs to stick together against what we see actually over our eastern borders. You know, the EU ganging together against an aggressive Russia has clearly got to be beneficial.
Now, Anna-Marie Harris is sitting listening to that. Anna-Marie, for you, following this tournament around France, has that changed how you feel about Europe and the EU even?
A small part of me, when you're on the terraces chanting England, come on England, does make me very patriotic. And maybe a tiny part of me thought we can go it alone and we don't need the EU. I'm pro-Europe, but it's certainly, yes, I have to admit that there was a very much a us and them, and the us in that instance was England. It was not the European Union.
Fans in France talking to Paul Moss.